I don't know why, but sometimes it's just really hard for me to go to Jesus when I'm going through things. It just is. I wanted to share this scripture that I was chewing on from Isaiah 53. My servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot, like a root in dry ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. Yet it was our weakness he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. So because sometimes I feel like I can't go to Jesus, I go to my mom. So I called my mom up recently and I said, Mom, all this stuff is happening and we were talking about it. And she's such a good listener. She just listens to me and she doesn't have any judgment or anything. And we brainstorm about different ways to handle different situations. But on this particular time, maybe about a week ago, after I kind of spewed, she said, you know, I really want to encourage you to go to Jesus. I really want you to pray. And I just thought it was amazing that she, because, you know, nobody loves you like your mom, and nobody wants to try and help you and fix things like your mom. But my mom knows that Jesus is the one that's going to help me in situations. And she said, I really want you to encourage, I want to encourage you to go to him and tell him really how you're feeling about everything. And somehow I took comfort from that, that I could go to him because my mom kind of told me to. And so I was just thinking about that and how it's so important for us to know that we can go to him with everything that concerns us. So I'd just like to for us to reflect on that as we share this meal.